This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hey everyone, my name is Siddharth. I'm a product manager at Goldbridge AI. I went to UC Berkeley and graduated last year with data science. I am from the Bay Area, from Cupertino, went to Cupertino High School. Went to college, like I said, in Berkeley, and I'm currently living in San Francisco. So Bay Area, love it. Been here my whole life, and I think I'm going to stay here.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Goldbridge AI with my guest, Siddharth. The series started on episode 296.
I guess one more quick question at this time. Do you have like advice for like new grads who are graduating college, someone like me? I just started a full-time job, my first proper full-time job like 2 weeks ago. Like, I don't know, career advice, life advice, any perspective you can offer in a more general sense?
Oh, just curious. Wow. Let's see here. Yeah, that's a... I'm trying to step back into history and remember what that feels like and what those situations are. I guess the general one is you're going to see, it depends on the size of company. You might be, there might be office politics going on. And so I try to stay out of that. I try to stay agnostic and I try to stay independent of both sides. Even if like, say the people who hired me are on one side and the people, who are whatever the situation is are on the other side. I try to stay as neutral as I can. And because you don't have enough background information to know why one side versus the other side is like that. And you may be able to like be the cooler mind if it's a dicey situation to calm things down, just figure out what the problem is. So there's a book that I like to, when I coach teams and I try to coach technical leaders, I coach them in conflict management is probably not the right word, but how to de-escalate conflicts. And one of them is to bring in an outsider who can de-escalate the conflict by just being clear on what the problem is and why is everybody, you know, not about somebody's upset and angry. We don't, that's a past history. There may be good reasons for that on either side, but the main thing is get down to what the problem is and then how to resolve it. So you try to look at it from as a problem to solve aspect rather than a side to choose aspect.
Right. Okay.
That's probably fairly situational. I don't know how common that is. Another thing is that was really valuable for me when I was a junior engineer was finding good role models to learn from who may or may not be on your team. That part doesn't matter as much. It's good that if you have somebody on your team who's a good role model, but there's mm-hmm. going to be other people in this, whatever this giant ecosystem of a company you're in or small ecosystem. And, you know, learn from somebody who's got, one of the senior people. And if you don't work with them, you can probably socialize with them and learn some things about how they look at the world. I remember this, there was this guy so I'm in my 20s and there was this guy who's probably in his 40s or 50s. And
yeah,
he like knew everything about HP UX and he was amazing. If I ever had a question, he always knew the answer. But what he did is he took time to teach me how to come up with the answer on my own, which would take longer. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just an answer. He didn't just give you answer my question. It was like a pause. And then he would kind of like, there's a little bit of cost to it. He'd like give me a little bit of a hard time for not figuring it out on my own. And he would mm-hmm. describe to me, this is this is how I would have solved that problem on my own. And he would talk about it and he would show me some things, yada, yada. So I had to like pay a little bit of a cost because he would kind of give me a hard time, but he did that to everybody. It wasn't just me. Even if you were at the company a long time. So he was labeled by some people to be hard to work with, but I learned the most things from somebody who was labeled as hard to work with, because if you could not get emotionally upset at him and you could see the wisdom that he was giving you, it was okay. You know, could he have been nicer about it? Probably. But, mm-hmm. It's like when we all have so much to learn. And sometimes I've learned the most from the most grouchy people.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, like, what if, like, if the job you're, what if you don't love the job you're doing, or like, it's not what you thought it would, like, hoped it would have been, but it's like kind of like your first job, like, couldn't really find anything else. Like, what do you do with that? Do you just kind of tough it out and try to learn as much as you can, or pivot sooner than later? Like, what do you do?
Well, okay. So that's an interesting question. So, for much of my career, I was a computer consultant, and meaning I worked for consulting companies who would farm my labor out to companies. And those companies are doing stuff that I have no, like, I may not have a strong connection or passion with it, but I understand the technology. Right.
Yeah.
And so, it's interesting that work has all these different aspects. You have like the technology, you have the people, you have how you work with it. Like maybe there's a process oriented approach that's different. And then there's like different organizations have different ways of operating. So there's always something to learn. So I always try to find something to learn from my situation and learn it really well. Okay. That usually, because there's some jobs I did that are really important jobs, but they're boring as heck. Like e-bill presentation. How is that exciting, right? But yet it was a really complicated company that really needed help getting the product out the door. And so I learned how to navigate multiple organizational groups and getting... Mm-hmm. some agreement on what to do when something was wrong. And that's a good job skill. And so I learned a lot. It was like actually one of the hardest jobs I ever started with, because the first 2 months I was like miserable. I thought, oh my God, this is so hard. Everybody's like upset about all these silly little things. And yet I'm worried about this thing over here. Nobody's even talking about. But it all worked out, and I learned, that was the job I learned the most. So if you're really irate when you start your new job, my guidance is, unless you have a better job in your back pocket ready to go, you know, stick it out, learn from it, and, you know, do what you need to do to get, how do I say this? Relax after you go home, like go for a jog, whatever it is you need to do to wind down, do that. Because you're probably stressed because you're learning the most. And, if you can control your temperament while you're doing all that learning, in about 3 months, it'll be better. you'll be past the fire part, and you'll be like, it'll still be a little hot in the water, but you'll kind of have things figured out. And then about 6 months, people are like thinking, my God, that guy's awesome. He's solving all these problems. We'd love it. And you're probably got it all figured out in about 6 months, but the beginning's hardest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been tough for me for the past couple of weeks for sure. That's why I asked. Yeah.
And this is true whether you're a senior person or a junior person, because whenever I go to a new organization, it's the same. It might not be okay. The level of water and stress at the beginning won't be as high after you're senior for a while, because you develop coping strategies. And there are some things you see coming that you know how to solve really well. And then there's always a few new things that you're like, well, what's that person's situation? And why are they all upset about that? There'll always be some new things, but there's always going to be new things to learn, some new aspect among that people, technology, process, and maybe the business domain. So if you got a job, great. You're paying your bills, great. That's like, just think about that as value. That's like less stress right there. So you have to deal with somebody who's giving you a hard time at work. You know, maybe you can find a way to break through with that person so that they'll be your buddy in 3 months or 6 months. Because it happens. Okay. It has happened for me. I've had the situation where the person I was reporting to was just putting me through the ringer all the time. It was a big culture difference between I and them. And after that person just like, when you get that breakthrough where there's a lot of, you start getting the trust, it just gets easier. And then when you learn how to, navigate the organization to solve problems, it just gets more comfortable.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that. That's great. Thank you, Lance.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. My name is Siddharth. I'm a product manager at Goldbridge AI. I went to UC Berkeley and graduated last year with data science. I am from the Bay Area, from Cupertino, went to Cupertino High School, went to college, like I said, in Berkeley, and I'm currently living in San Francisco. So Bay Area, love it. Been here my whole life, and I think I'm going to stay here for the time being. In terms of, I guess, a call to action, I think two things. I think, first of all, if you guys are looking for help with your careers, with job searching, job navigation, professional advice, all these different things, Goldbridge AI, we're here to help you. We're giving solutions at a very affordable price that are kind of designed to help people navigating these very tough, very murky waters at the moment. The job market is at an all-time low right now. Friends of mine facing these problems. I know other people that I know are facing these problems. You keep hearing about it, reading about it all over. And we recognize that. So we're here to help with that however we can. So go ahead, check us out if you're able to, and let us know what you think. Open to any and all feedback, you know, constructive and otherwise. Second thing I think is a little more kind of big picture beyond just this is like, I think a philosophy I try to kind of live my life by more as of recently is that life is pretty short and to enjoy it as much as you can while you're alive and while you're here. Like it's called the present because it's a gift. So do what you want, like live how you want, as long as, you know, you're not breaking the law or doing anything crazy, you know, just kind of live your life however you want to and enjoy yourself because life is very short and things can change at any given moment. And putting things off for the future isn't always maybe the best idea because the present is what's guaranteed. So I think I've been living my life like that as of more the past year and a half. I think I've been enjoying myself a lot more than I was before, trying to maximize, you know, the time, especially if you're young, you know, you're only young once. So yeah, enjoy yourself and enjoy your life if you can. Yeah. And okay, one last quick call to action as well. If anyone is listening out there, any of Lance's listeners are in the either AI and tech space or in the media space, we'd love to kind of connect and chat with you about either our product and or kind of media coverage and things like that and kind of learn more about the space. You can contact me at sid@goldbridge.ai or you can find me on LinkedIn at sid-srivastava. Thanks.
Nice, Siddharth. Hey, thank you. You've been a great guest and thank you for telling us about Goldbridge AI.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me, Lance. I'm happy to be on the podcast. This has been phenomenal. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Check out the show notes because we put in cool links to useful things that were discussed in this podcast, such as a link directly to Goldbridge AI. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy tapping. And if you happen to download this from the web page, we still got your back. Go back to the web page where we got the MP3, and there you will see the show notes. This is a continuing episode of the series. The series started at episode 296. So if you are like my friend CJ and you missed the first episode, go back to agilethoughts.info and type into the search box the first episode 296 and it will find it for you. This is the last episode of the series. If you want to find the series page, it has all the episodes all lined up easily so you can find everything. Go to your favorite browser and search for Agile Thoughts, Goldbridge, and you will find the series page.